This is Dr. Rohini Raghupathy dictating office visit on Lorna Diaz, last name D-I-A-Z, first name Lorna, L-O-R-N-A, middle initial A, date of birth is 5-14-63. Date of visit is 6-29-23. This is a 60-year-old pleasant woman who is here for follow-up on lab results, period. History of pressing illness. This patient was seen by Dr. Dave on June the 12th as a new patient visit. She was asked to get some labs and come back for follow-up period. She has also been seeing Dr. Natraj Shanmugam, who is managing her diabetes period. She used to see another PCP in town, but she's switched PCPs now. She also sees Dr. Davis, who's doing her radio frequency ablation in her right lower extremity. She has one more treatment to go, period. Past medical history, significant for type 2 diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and severe peripheral neuropathy. She also states that she has developed anxiety disorder after a fall she sustained a few months ago where she injured her right side of the face, period. Current medications include carvedilol 25 mg twice a day, spironolactone 25 mg, a half a tablet twice a day, pantoprazole 40 mg once a day, buspar 10 mg 3 times a day, ondansetron 4 mg as needed, cyclobenazepine 10 mg as needed, generic Advair Diskus 250/50 micrograms twice a day, Flonase as needed, albuterol inhaler as needed, Humalog, actually she uses the insulin pump, and sees the Natraj Shanmugam for it. Under history of persisting illness, please include patient says that yesterday morning or 27th morning she went for her usual walk, came back. She walks with a friend and she was sweating a lot and profusely sweating and felt kind of lightheaded. So she sat down, wiped herself off, drank. She usually hydrates herself well. She checked her blood sugar, it was 205. She checked her blood pressure, it was 84 over 48, period. She had taken both her spironolactone as well as her carvedilol prior to her walk, period. So she monitored her blood pressure very closely, and as in about 15 minutes, it normalized and stayed pretty normal, and by afternoon, it was high. She did not take her evening medications. Then on the 28th, she didn't take... She did not take the spironolactone nor the carvedilol. And by afternoon, her blood pressure started going up, period. Today, she did take her carvedilol, but has not taken her spironolactone, period. Her blood on exam today, she is 5 feet 2 inches tall, weight is 182 pounds, blood pressure is 130 or 72, pulse 92 per minute, pulse ox 98%, temperature 96.3, BMI 33. She's right-handed, past smoker, quit in 1983, seldom drinks alcohol, no drug use. Random blood sugar is 158. That's 3.5 hours post breakfast. Allergic to codeine and sulfur. Head nomocephalic. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, thoracic, JVP not distended. Lungs are clear, no wheezing or ronchi or rolls. Heart S1 S2 regular sinus rhythm. Extremities, no edema. There's some prominent veins in both lower extremities. Review. I did review her labs in detail with patient. Her hemoglobin A1C is 5.9 and it was 6.4 in August of last year through Health for All. Her fasting blood sugar was 126. The rest of the chemistry was normal. Uric acid was slightly high at 7.2, but she's asymptomatic. CBC was normal. Lipids do show that her Total cholesterol 266, triglyceride is 163. HDL though is 131 and LDL is 107. Her previous labs in August of 2022 show triglyceride of 655 and HDL was 95. LDL was higher then at 166. Her vitamin D level was low normal at 27. Urine UA was completely normal, and urine microalbumin studies was okay also. There was a BNP ordered, but no results available. Assessment, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which is very well controlled, chronic generalized anxiety disorder, hypertension. At this time, the blood pressure is stable. I did review the medications again with her. Hyperlipidemia, vitamin D deficiency, some venous insufficiency in both lower extremities. Plan, I did tell patient that she should stay off the spironolactone at this time, continue the carvedilol as before, and all other medications as before. She also reported taking one gummy CBD, 1 milligram daily for her peripheral neuropathy most days. I also recommended taking vitamin D3, 2,000 units, one a day, period. She is skeptical about the vitamins or any supplements, but she is inquiring about the noni juice, period. I did tell her to talk to Dr. Dave about it at the next visit, period. I did not start any treatment for her lipids at this time. Ideally, she should be on an agent to keep the LDL in goal under 670, period. She wants a copy of her lab reports, which we did give. I also made copies of the blood pressures that she brought, period. Overall, patient had a good visit, and I answered all her questions. She will continue the rest of her medications as before. I did ask her to see Dr. Dave back in 4 weeks.